الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك لمن خشي ربه صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى has created us and sent us into this world to do two things. First is to accept Iman and thereafter, second is to carry out good deeds. Iman and good deeds. Iman and A'mal-e-Saliha. What is Iman? Iman is to believe in everything that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has conveyed to us without a shadow of doubt. Iman is to recognize the truth, accept the truth and submit to the truth. Only recognizing the truth is not sufficient. Recognizing the truth, thereafter accepting and submitting to the truth is necessary for a person to become a believer. Abu Talib, the uncle of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had recognized the truth, but he did not accept the truth. He did not submit to the truth. Hence, he is not a believer. in his couplets he says, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ بِأَنَّ دِينَ مُحَمَّدٍ مِنْ خَيْرِ أَدْيَانِ الْبَرِيَّةِ دِينَ لَوْلَا الْمَلَامَةُ أَوْ حِذَارُ مَسَبَّةٍ لَوَجَدْتَنِي سَمْحًا بِذَاكَ مُبِينًا. He says, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ, I know, I am 100% sure, بِأَنَّ دِينَ مُحَمَّدٍ, that the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, مِنْ خَيْرِ أَدْيَانِ الْبَرِيَّةِ دِينَ, is the best deen on the surface of this earth. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ بِأَنَّ دِينَ مُحَمَّدٍ مِنْ خَيْرِ أَدْيَانِ الْبَرِيَّةِ دِينَ لَوْلَا الْمَلَامَةُ أَوْ حِذَارُ مَسَبَّةٍ. If I did not fear my people lamenting me, if I did not fear my people abusing me upon accepting Islam, O my beloved nephew, you would have found me accepting Islam. But because of the fear of the people of Makkah Mukarrama abusing Abu Talib, Abu Talib did not accept Islam. He recognized Islam to be the truthful religion, but he did not accept Islam. He did not submit himself to Islam. Therefore, he is not a believer. In order to become a believer, a person has to recognize the truth. After recognizing the truth, he has to accept and submit to that truth. That yes, I accept everything and I have submitted myself to this truth. And this is the authority for me as far as my life is concerned. Islam will govern my life. I will believe in each and everything that is conveyed to me by my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam without a shadow of doubt. This is Iman. This is Iman. Recognizing the truth, accepting the truth without a shadow of doubt and submitting to the truth. This is Iman. And as soon as a person recognizes the truth, he accepts the truth, he submits to the truth, and he proclaims, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. He becomes a believer. He enters the fold of Islam. Now he is a mu'min. And as soon as a person enters the fold of Iman, he becomes a believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders him to do certain things and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders him to refrain from certain things. So when a person is a non-believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders him to do only one thing, accept Iman, accept Iman, accept Iman, become a believer, become a believer. And as soon as a person enters the door of Iman, now other orders come. Do this, do this, do this, do this. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. These do's and these don'ts, they are amal salihah. They are good deeds. So what are good deeds? What are amal salihah? To carry out the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to abstain from the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Performing salat is a good deed. Giving zakah is a good deed. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered, aqimus salah wa atu zakah. Perform salat. It is a do. Do this. Perform salat. Wa atu zakah. Give zakah. Perform hajj, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. Fast in the month of Ramadan, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. In the hadith of Jibreel, we find that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he came in human form in the midst of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alihi Majma'in, and he asked certain questions. And one of the questions he asked was, Mal Islam? What is Islam? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Islamu an tashhada an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah wa tuqima salah wa tutiya zakah wa tasuma ramadhan wa tahujja al-bayta in istata'ta ilayhi sabila. He said, Islam is to bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, and to bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Islam is to establish salah. Islam is to give zakah. Islam is to fast in the month of Ramadan, and Islam is to perform hajj. So all do's, do this, they are all amal salihah. And to abstain from the don'ts is also amal-e-saliha. Do not consume alcohol. To abstain from consumption of alcohol is also amal-e-saliha. That is also a good deed. To abstain from listening to something which is forbidden in Islam is also a good deed. To abstain from looking at something which is forbidden in Islam is also a good deed. To abstain from saying something which is forbidden in Islam is also a good deed. As far as majority of the Muslims are concerned, for them only the do's are good deeds. Do's are amal-e-saliha. Performing salat is amal-e-saliha. So when a person performs a salah, he finds satisfaction that alhamdulillah, I have done something good. Tilawah, recitation of the Quran is amal saleh, good deed. Dhikrullah, subhanallah, 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 alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la, good deed. All good deeds, adhkar, all adhkar, good deeds. Performing hajj, good deed. Performing umrah, good deed. Feeding the poor, good deed. All the do's, yes, they are amal-e-saliha. They are accepted as good deeds. But abstaining from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not seen as good deeds. People don't find satisfaction. A person goes to school, college, university, and he finds himself attracted to disobediences to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he abstains from them. He controls his nafs, he controls his base desires, and he abstains from so many disobediences to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he returns home, he does not feel satisfied that alhamdulillah, I have done so much for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today. From 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning until 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, he is in the environment of the school, college, university, and he is abstaining from so many disobediences to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. He says, guards his gazes throughout the day, from 9 o'clock till 3 o'clock. It is so difficult, very difficult. But only out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that my Allah is watching me, and my Allah has commanded me not to look at this, not to look at that, and he controls his gazes. And he returns home. But his mind will not go towards this fact that he has done something for his Creator. After returning home, he comes for the Asr Salat or Maghrib Salat, and he performs Maghrib Salat. It takes him 15 minutes to perform Maghrib Salat. It takes him 15 minutes to perform Asr Salat. After Asr Salat, he will feel that, yes, I have done something for Allah. Definitely, Asr Salat, a very good deed. Maghrib Salat, a very good deed. But just as carrying out the do's are amal-e-saliha, similarly, abstaining from the don'ts are also amal saliha. And it is upon iman and amal saliha Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised everything. Iman and amal saliha. As soon as a person accepts iman, he enters the fold of iman, and if he is able to safeguard his iman until he breathes his last, whether he has amal saliha or not, a time will come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him entry into Jannah. That is how precious iman is. Only iman, no amal saleh. After accepting iman, not a single do. He did not carry out a single do and he did not abstain from a single don't. A life full of disobedience. But he accepted the truth and he submitted to the truth. He did not say that I'm not performing salah because what's the point of salah? I don't believe in salah being obligatory. I don't believe in sawm. What will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala get out of keeping me hungry? No, he accepts that no, salat is fard and I am guilty. I am not performing salah, I am guilty. Sawm is fard, I am not fasting, I am guilty. I should be fasting. Hajj is fard, I am guilty. But out of laziness, negligence, overpowered by shaitan and nafs, he does not carry out a single deed. Iman is intact. He believes in everything that he was supposed to believe in. And iman remains intact until the last breath. He leaves this world with iman. Then on the day of Qiyamah, either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him his fadl, his grace, his mercy, and forgive all his sins and grant him entry into Jannah without any punishment. That is a possibility. And there is the other possibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not deal with him with fadl or grace. Allah will deal with him with adl, justice. And as a result of justice, he will be punished for all his wrongdoings. But a time will come after 1 week, after 1 month, after 1 year, after a few years, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take him out of Jahannam and ultimately Allah will grant him entry into Jannah. So iman is very, very precious. Very precious. A person who leaves this world with iman will definitely go in Jannah sooner or later. Maybe without punishment if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with fadl, or with punishment, after punishment if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with adl and justice. But a person will definitely go in Jannah. But a person with iman only, a person with only iman without amal saliha is not guaranteed anything by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the point I desire all of you understand properly. A person who enters the fold of iman, who accepts iman, who believes in everything, he is not guaranteed anything by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that person who accepts iman and with iman, he carries out all the do's and he abstains from all the don'ts. For him everything is guaranteed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes responsibility of everything as far as this person is concerned. So we have two types of believers. One is that believer who believes, who is a mu'min, who has become a believer. And in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is seen as a believer because he believes in everything that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has conveyed. He believes in Allah, he believes in the malaika, he believes in the messengers, he believes in the books, past scriptures, he believes in taqdeer, he believes in the resurrection after death, he believes in Jannah, he believes in Jahannam, He believes in each and every verse of the Quran, each and every word of the Quran. He believes in everything that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He accepts everything. He submits to everything that yes, this is nothing but truth. This is nothing but truth. This person is an ordinary believer. Ordinary believer. And with this belief, if he carries out good deeds, he becomes a perfect and complete believer. For ordinary believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guarantee anything. But for a complete believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees everything. In this world, at the time of death, in the grave, on the day of Qiyamah, on the Pul Sirat, and forever ever in Jannah. For an ordinary believer, there is no guarantee. Number one. For an ordinary believer, there is no guarantee that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him peace and security in this world. There is no guarantee. Peace of mind, tranquility of the heart, no guarantee. If we have a believer who is an ordinary believer, who has accepted Iman but does not perform Salat, does not give Zakah, does not fast in the month of Ramadan, or he fasts but does not perform Salat, he performs Salat but does not fast, he does not carry out all the do's and he does not abstain from all the don'ts, ordinary believer. And then there are so many levels of ordinary believers. You may have an ordinary believer who does not perform Salat at all. You may have an ordinary believer who performs 4 times Salat. You may have an ordinary believer who performs 3 times Salat. There are so many stages and grades. But ordinary believer, he does not carry out all the do's and he does not carry out all the don'ts. We may have somebody in Grenada, somebody in Leicester in the UK, anywhere in the world. And he is living a very, very peaceful life. Very peaceful life. He has peace of mind, contentment of heart. He may say to you and me that look at me, I have Iman, no amale saliha, but I have peace of mind and tranquility of heart. Then the answer to him is that this peace of mind and tranquility of heart is not guaranteed. For how long it will remain with you? There is no guarantee. It's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whether to give him peace of mind and tranquility of the heart or not. It's up to Allah. For how long this peace of mind, tranquility of the heart will remain with him, only Allah knows. No guarantee. At the time of death, for an ordinary believer, there is no guarantee that he will depart with Iman. He may lose Iman. In the last minute, Shaitan may lead him astray and he may leave this world without Iman. There is no guarantee. Allah has not guaranteed anything. There is no guarantee in this world. There is no guarantee at the time of death. There is no guarantee in the grave for an ordinary believer that Allah will definitely grant him peace in the grave. No. There is no guarantee for an ordinary believer as far as the day of Qiyamah is concerned, that Allah will grant him shade under his throne. Allah will grant him his book of deeds in his right hand. Allah will reckon him with an easy reckoning. He may enter Jannah without any reckoning. No, there is no guarantee. It's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He may not. There is no guarantee that he will cross the Sirat with ease. And there is no guarantee that he will go direct into Jannah without having to go in the fire of Jahannam. As far as the other believer is concerned, one who has Iman and Amal Saliha, complete believer, perfect believer, everything is guaranteed for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees a perfect believer, complete believer, peace of mind and tranquility of the heart in this world until he breathes his last. He may be a sick person. He may be a poor person. He may not experience any honor as far as the community is concerned. But as far as peace of mind is concerned, and tranquility of the heart is concerned, that is guaranteed for a perfect believer. Death on Iman is guaranteed. The Qabr will become a garden from the gardens of paradise for him is guaranteed. On the day of Qiyamah he will be granted shade under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guaranteed. Easy reckoning is guaranteed. Book of deeds in his right hand is guaranteed. Easy pul sirat is guaranteed. And entry into Jannah without having to go in the fire of Jahannam even for a few moments is also guaranteed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to understand this point. Our aim in life should be to become a perfect believer, a complete believer, so that we are guaranteed everything in this world, at the time of death, in the grave, on the day of Qiyamah, at the time of reckoning, on the Pul Sirat. So we do not face any difficulty whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna alladhina amanu, indeed those people who accept Iman, wa amilu salihat, and carry out good deeds. That means carry out all the do's and abstain from all the don'ts. Lahum jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. For them are gardens of paradise under which rivers will flow. Rivers will flow. Dhalikal fawzul kabir. That is the big success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises those people from amongst you who accept Iman and carry out good deeds. Not only Iman, Iman and Amal-e Saliha. What does Allah promise you? لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That He will definitely make you the rulers on this earth. He will definitely make you the rulers on this earth. If the Ummah as a whole, after accepting Iman, submit totally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and carries out all the do's and abstain from all the don'ts, like the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us the rulers on this earth. It is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah. Indeed, those people who say our Rabb is Allah. So those people who say our Rabb is Allah, that is Iman. Those people who accept Iman. Summa istaqamu, thereafter they remain firm. They live a life of istiqamah. That means they carry out all the do's and abstain from all the don'ts. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah, those people who accept Iman, summa istaqamu, and carry out good deeds, fala khawfun alayhim wala hum yahzanun. There will be no fear upon them, nor will they grieve, in this world or the hereafter. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah, those people who accept Iman, summa istaqamu, thereafter they carry out good deeds, tatanazzalu alayhimul malaika. The angels will descend upon them at the time of death. The commentators of the Quran have said that as far as the perfect believers are concerned and the complete believers are concerned, the malaika continually descends upon them with mercy, rahmah, with blessings, barakat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continually. So why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that those people who accept Iman and carry out good deeds, angels will descend upon them at the time of death? The answer is that throughout their lives, when the angels descend with rahmat and barakat, they cannot observe them. But at the time of death, they will observe the angels descending. When the person is departing from this world, at that moment, when he will feel very lonely, when he will worry about the journey ahead, that my father will not go with me, my mother will not go with me, my wife, my husband, my children, my friends, nobody will go with me. What will I do in the grave alone? How will I live in the grave alone? What will happen to me when I am resurrected on the day of Qiyamah? So he will see angels descending. And these angels will come and they will console him. Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. Do not fear, do not grieve. And thereafter these angels will point towards Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove all the veils between this dying person and Jannah. And this dying person will be able to observe Jannah. And these angels will say, do not fear, do not grieve. You are not going to rot in the grave. وَابْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ. We have come here to give you glad tidings of the Jannah that was being promised to you throughout your life. That if you do this, if you do this, if you do this, and if you stay away from this, if you stay away from this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you this Jannah. Look, that Jannah is waiting for you. And then the angels will say, نَحْنُ وَأُولِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. From today we are your friends. From today we are your friends. We will remain with you all the while. We will remain with you until you breathe your last. We will look after you. We will safeguard you from shaitan. And after you depart in the grave, we will remain with you. On the day of Qiyamah, we will remain with you. At the time of reckoning, we will remain with you. On the Pul Sirat, we will remain with you until you are granted entry into Jannah. And in Jannah, walakum fiha ma tashtahi anfusukum. In Jannah, you will find all that which your hearts desire. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدْعُونَ. And in Jannah you will find all those blessings which you will ask for. نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. You will be the guest and غَفُور رَحِيم. Allah will be your host. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Indeed those people who accept Iman and carry out good deeds, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. They are the best of the creation. They are the best of the creatures who accept Iman and who carry out good deeds. For them, jaza'uhum, their reward, in the Rabbihim, in the court of their Rabb. What is their reward? Jannatu adnin tajri min tahtiha al-anharu khalidina fiha abada. Ever lasting gardens of paradise under which rivers will flow. They will remain in these gardens of everlasting paradise forever and ever. Ever and ever. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. They will become happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become happy with them. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهُ. Allahu Akbar. My friends, this is what we need to do. Iman and Amal-e-Saliha. Iman and Amal-e-Saliha. Iman and Amal-e-Saliha. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ بُدَّا. Indeed, those people who accept Iman, and after accepting Iman, who carry out good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instill in the hearts of His creatures love for such people. So if we accept Iman and if we carry out Amal-e-Saliha, in this very world, people will begin to love us. People will have inclination towards us. They will see us with respect and honor. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, and when will Allah love a person? When he accepts Iman and when he carries out Amal-e-Saliha, he will become the beloved of Allah. And when he becomes the beloved of Allah, when Allah loves this person, what does Allah do? إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, nada Jibreel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Jibreel. And Allah says, إِنِّي أُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبَّهُ. I love so and so. You also love him. And as soon as Allah says this, Jibreel begins to love that person. Thereafter, upon the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam calls out in the heavens, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبَّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّوهُ. Allah loves so and so, and Allah orders all of you to love him also. As soon as Jibreel makes this announcement, every creature in the heavens begins to love this person. Thereafter Jibreel descends on the earth, and from the horizon he calls out that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so and so, all of you also love him. And suddenly the love of this person enters the hearts of all the creatures living on this earth. So those people who accept Iman and carry out good deeds, they are the winners. And those people who accept Iman but do not carry out good deeds, they are the losers. And those people who neither accept Iman nor carry out good deeds, they are the greatest losers. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been very kind to us. He has granted us the tawfiq and the understanding to accept Iman. And we all have Iman. We are all ordinary believers, alhamdulillah. Let us strive towards becoming complete believers, perfect believers, by carrying out all the do's and abstaining from all the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All sins related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be shunned, and all sins related to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be shunned. We need to make sure we do not neglect salah, we do not neglect zakah, we do not neglect fasting in the month of Ramadan, we do not neglect hajj. We need to make sure that we do not neglect the rights of our parents. We do not neglect the rights of our wives. We do not neglect the rights of our husbands for ladies. We do not neglect the rights of our children. We do not neglect the rights of our fellow Muslim brothers. We do not neglect the rights of our fellow human brothers. We do not neglect the rights of the animal kingdom. We have to make sure that we carry out all the do's and abstain from all the don'ts. Alcohol we abstain from, drugs we abstain from, watching films we abstain from, listening to music we abstain from. We abstain from consuming haram foods. Similarly, we need to abstain from ghibah, backbiting. We need to abstain from hatred for each other. We need to abstain from jealousy. We need to abstain from harboring evil thoughts regarding others. We need to abstain from pride, vanity, arrogance. We need to adopt humbleness and humility. We need to inculcate in our hearts love for our Muslim brothers, love for our human brothers, love for all the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order to become a perfect believer, we have to do all these things. We need to make sure that whatever we do, it is full of sincerity. And there is no riya, there is no show, there is no love for fame. Then only we can become perfect believers. Then only we can become complete believers. During the Shab-e-Barat, during the Laylatul Bara'ah, during this 15th night of Shaban, when the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enshrouds his servants from all four directions, even during this night, those people who are not complete or perfect believers are not forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A mushrik, idolater, He is not forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he does not have iman. A person has iman, but he harbors ill feelings for his Muslim brother. He entertains rancor in his heart for his Muslim brother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive him during this night. A habitual drunkard, one who consumes alcohol, drugs, Allah will not forgive such a person during this night. A person who is disobedient to his parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive such a person during this night. A person who does not tie the bond of kinship, he breaks his ties with his relatives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive such a person during this night. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said this. So my friends, what we need to do is to become perfect believers. We need to become complete believers by repenting sincerely tonight in this very gathering. Before we depart from the masjid, we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say to Him that, O Allah, I am repenting from every type of kufr, I am repenting from every type of shirk, I am repenting from every type of nifaq and hypocrisy. O Allah, I am repenting from every negligence in regard to your do's and in regard to your don'ts. And we need to practically make sure that we do not leave this masjid until we have all the do's in our lives and we get rid of all the don'ts from our lives. Then my friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enshroud us in His mercy. Allah is Ghafoor, all forgiving. Allah is Rahim, all merciful. Allah is Rahman, very, very merciful. All compassionate, all merciful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires that we acquire His mercy. Allah desires that we acquire His forgiveness. It is for this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us auspicious moments, auspicious nights, auspicious days, wherein He forgives all His servants. But there are certain things which prevent us from being forgiven. And that is sinful activities. Sins we have in our hearts. Sins we have in our lives. Otherwise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very forgiving, very, very merciful. Allama Baydawi rahimahullahu ta'ala is a great mufassir, and his tafsirul Baydawi is part of the curriculum in the madaris. In his tafsir, he mentions that there are three categories of sinners. The sinful person who reaches the first stage of sinning is called a ظالم. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَسِدٌ ظَالِم. Then when he continues sinning, and he reaches the second stage, he is called ظَلُوم. إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. And when he reaches the third stage, he is called Zallam. So Zalim means the sinner. Zalum means the great sinner. And Zallam means the greatest sinner. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned three of his qualities in the glorious Quran. One is Ghafir, the forgiver. Ghafur, the great forgiver. And Ghaffar, the greatest forgiver. Ghafir. Ghafir is dhambi wa qabil al-tawb. Ghafur, inna Allah ghafurur rahim. Ghaffar, wa inni la ghaffarul liman taab. So Ghafir, Ghafur, and Ghaffar. Allama Qazi Baydawi rahimahullahu ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indicating that, O my servant, اریو اے ظالم اور اریو اے ظلوم اور اریو اے ظلام. If you are a ظالم I will meet you as a غافر. If you come to my court and if you prostrate before me and if you say, oh Allah, I am a ظالم, I am a sinner, forgive me. So I will meet you as a غافر, the forgiven. And if you come to me as a ظلوم, the great sinner, then I will meet you as the غفور, the great forgiver. And if you have crossed all the limits of sinning and you have become ظلام, the greatest sinner, then I will meet you as غفار, the greatest forgiver. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires to forgive us. All we need to do is to turn to Him and repent sincerely. And especially my friends, during such moments, we need to clean our hearts from each other. Especially when we live in a very small community like Grenada, then it's very difficult to keep your hearts clean. Because a small community, on a daily basis, you come in touch with each other and something that has happened you cannot forget. You cannot forget. Because it's a very small community. If you live in a very big community, then something will happen between two people and maybe they don't see each other for the next 6 months, for the next 1 year, for the next 2 years, and then they meet after 2 years, 1 year, everything is forgotten and forgiven. In a small community it's very difficult to forgive and forget. And in a small community, it is very necessary to forgive and forget. Because you are already a small community, and if you become divided, then that small will become even smaller. During these nights, we need to clean our hearts. Clear the air. The principle should be, if I make a mistake, I will show humbleness, humility, and I will say, my brother, please forgive me. The first principle should be, we should not do anything where we have to say sorry to anybody. Why behave in such a way where you have to say sorry to somebody? Before taking any step, think, am I doing right or wrong? If it is wrong, don't do it, because you have to say sorry. You may have to say sorry to the Creator, or you may have to say sorry to a member of the creation, an individual from the creation. Do not do anything where you have to say sorry to somebody. And if you do make a mistake, then don't hesitate. Accept your mistake. Show humility, show humbleness and say, my brothers, please forgive me. Please, I am very sorry. It was my mistake. This mistake will not reoccur. Please forgive me. And if someone else makes a mistake, the principle should be, we forgive without waiting for him to ask for forgiveness. This was the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Forgive. And after forgiving, forget. Forgive, forget. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasallam, he said, la tasriba alaykum al-yawm, يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِ. And he said, no, don't even say sorry to me. I have forgiven everything, and not only that, I am making dua for you that may Allah forgive you also. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the day of the liberation of Makkah Mukarramah, what did he say? He said that I say to you what Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam said to his brothers, لَا تَسْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِ. The persecution that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to endure from the non-Muslims of his time. Unbearable, unthinkable. The persecution that Bilal radiallahu anhu had to undergo. The persecution that Ammar and Yasir and Sumayya radiallahu anhum had to undergo. Despite all this, despite having so much love for his sahaba rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain, on the day of the liberation of Makkah Mukarrama, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La tasriba alaykum al-yawm, yaghfirullahu lakum wa arhamur rahim." So much so that Wahshi radiyallahu anhu, when he came into the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regarding whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered, there were certain individuals regarding whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered that that these individuals should not be forgiven at the time of the liberation of Makkah Mukarramah. Wahshi radiyallahu anhu was one of them. But he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a member of a delegation without the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the Sahaba knowing that Wahshi radiyallahu anhu has come. And he came into the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. He accepted Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, are you Wahshi? He said, yes. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave him. The one who assassinated Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Sil man qata'aka. Join your ties with that person who breaks the ties. So if I have a cousin brother who breaks ties with me, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling me that if he is breaking the ties, you join the ties. Sil man qata'aka. He is not saying that join the ties with that person who joins ties with you. No. Sil man qata'aka. Join ties with those people who break their ties with you. And in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ الْوَاسِلُ بِالْمُكَافِي لَيْسَ الْوَاسِلُ بِالْمُكَافِي وَلَكِنَّ الْوَاسِلَ الَّذِي إِذَا قُطِيَتْ رَحِيمُهُ وَسَلَهَا. If my cousin joins ties with me, and as a result I also join my ties with him, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is not joining ties. He said, joining ties is when my cousin breaks ties with me, then I join ties with him. This is the real joining ties. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, join ties with those people who break ties. Wafu amman zalamaka, and forgive those people who oppress you. Forgive those people who do wrong to you. Wa ahsin man asa'a ilayk, and be good to those people who do evil to you. Do good with those people who do evil to you. Sheikh Shibli rahimahullah ta'ala was a very pious personality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him. And the locality where Sheikh Shibli rahimahullah ta'ala used to reside became unhappy with him. Some misunderstanding arose. They became unhappy with him. And they began persecuting him. And one day they persecuted him so much that he left the locality and he went out in the jungle. And tired, depressed, he sat leaning against a trunk of a palm tree, trunk of a date palm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had lot of love for Sheikh Shibli rahimahullah ta'ala, because he was the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in order to console Sheikh Shibli rahimahullah ta'ala, a miracle took place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the date palm the ability to speak to Sheikh Shibli rahimahullah ta'ala. And the date palm said, Ya Shibli, kun mithli. O Shibli, become like me. O Shibli, become like me. Innahum yarmunani bil ahjar. People throw stones at me. Wa ana armihim bil asmar. And in return, I throw fruits at them. So O Shibli, become like me, that people throw stones at me. And in return, I throw fruits at them. Become like me. Ahsin man asa'a ilayk. Those people who wrong you, be good to them. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes very much. So let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will from today endeavor to become good Muslims, perfect Muslims, complete Muslims, perfect believers, complete believers. We will sit in the company of the Muftiyan-e-Kiram and the Ulama-e-Izam, we will read books written by authentic, reliable ulama and try to understand what Allah desires from us and what Allah dislikes. What He desires, we will try to carry out. What He dislikes, we will try our utmost to abstain. And wherever we make a mistake, we will repent. We will immediately repent. So we will try our utmost to carry out all the do's. We will try our utmost to abstain from all the don'ts. This is taqwa. And wherever we fail, we will immediately turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. This is tawbah. So from today, inshallah, we will live a life of taqwa and tawbah. Taqwa and tawbah. We will abstain from all disobediences to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, or whether it is related to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will live with peace, we will live with harmony, we will live with love, and we will now live a life of forgive and forget. Forgive and forget. Because it is such people who are enshrouded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all forgiveness. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أعمارنا أواخرها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. اللهم إنا نعوذ برضاك من سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ برضاك من سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ برضاك من سخطك وبعفوك من عقابك وبعفوك من عقابك وبعفوك من عقابك وبك منك جل وجهك وبك منك جل وجهك وبك منك جل وجهك. لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما، یسر و سہولت کا معاملہ فرما، عفو و عافیت کا، فضل و عنایت کا، حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما، ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما، یا ارحم الراحمین، ہمارے ماں باپ، ہمارے اہل و عیال، ہمارے محبین، محسنین، دوست احباب، متعلقین، سبھی کے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما، پوری امت کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، صغیرہ گناہوں کو بھی معاف فرما، کبیرہ گناہوں کو بھی معاف فرما، یا ارحم الراحمین، مرنے سے پہلے پہلے مرنے کی تیاری کی توفیق عطا فرما، اے اللہ اپنی محبت عطا فرما، اے اللہ اپنی معرفت عطا فرما، اے اللہ اپنا قرب خاص نصیب فرما، اے اللہ اپنی ولایت عطا فرما، اے ارحم الراحمین اپنی مرضیات پہ چلنے کی توفیق عطا فرما، نامرضیات سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، اے ارحم الراحمین گناہوں سے ہمیں محفوظ فرما، گناہوں سے ہمیں نجات عطا فرما، گناہ والی زندگیوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، اے ارحم الراحمین ہم بڑے گنہگار ہیں، اے ارحم الراحمین ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں، الہ العالمین ہماری زندگی کا پل پل تیری نافرمانی میں گزرا ہے، ہمارے جسم کا بال بال رواں رواں تیرا نافرمان ہے، الہ العالمین تو نے ہمیں چاروں طرف سے نعمتوں میں گھیر رکھا ہے، اس کے باوجود الہ العالمین ہم تیری نافرمانی میں زندگی گزارتے رہے ہیں، اے اللہ تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے، اے اللہ تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے، اے اللہ تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے، اے اللہ ہمارے ہاتھ بہت گندے ہیں، وہ اس قابل نہیں کہ تیرے در پہ پھیلائے جائے، الہ العالمین ہماری زبانیں غیبتوں میں اور دوسرے گناہوں میں گندی رہی ہے، وہ اس قابل نہیں کہ تجھ سے کچھ عرض کر سکے، الہ العالمین سر سے لے کر پیر تک ہمارا جسم سراپا گناہوں میں ناپاک ہے، الہ العالمین وہ اس قابل نہیں تھا کہ اسے تیرے در پہ بلایا جاتا، مگر تیرا کرم ہے کہ تُو نے ہمیں اپنے گھر میں بلایا، الہ العالمین مبارک رات عطا فرمائی، عشاء کی نماز پڑھنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائی، اس کے بعد الہ العالمین تیری باتیں کروائیں اور سنوائی، الہ العالمین اس کے بعد تُو نے ہاتھ اٹھوائے، الہ العالمین ہم امید رکھتے ہیں کہ تُو ہمیں کچھ دینا چاہتا ہے، اگر تُو دینا نہ چاہتا تو اپنے در پہ کیوں بلاتا، اگر تُو دینا نہ چاہتا تو ہاتھ کیوں اٹھواتا، اگر تُو دینا نہ چاہتا تو کیوں منگواتا، الہ العالمین ہم امید رکھتے ہیں کہ تُو ہمیں دینا چاہتا ہے، الہ العالمین ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے، ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے، الہ العالمین گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے، ہم بہت خطا کار ہیں، بہت سیاہ کار ہیں، گناہوں میں ڈوبے ہوئے ہیں، اے اللہ اگر تُو نے آج کی مبارک رات میں بھی ہمیں معاف کیے جانے والوں کی فہرست میں شامل نہیں کیا، الہ العالمین تو ہم سے زیادہ بدبخت کوئی نہیں ہوگا، اے اللہ تو معاف فرما دے، معاف فرما دے، الہ العالمین ہم تمام گناہوں سے توبہ کرتے ہیں، آنکھوں کے گناہوں سے توبہ کر رہے ہیں، زبان کے گناہوں سے توبہ کر رہے ہیں، کانوں کے گناہوں سے توبہ کر رہے ہیں، الہ العالمین تجھ سے تعلق رکھنے والے گناہوں سے توبہ کر رہے ہیں، الہ العالمین تیری مخلوق سے تعلق رکھنے والے گناہوں سے توبہ کر رہے ہیں، الہ العالمین ہمارے دلوں میں جتنی برائیاں ہیں ان سب سے ہم توبہ کر رہے ہیں، الہ العالمین ہمارے مسلمان بھائیوں کے ساتھ ہمیں جو کچھ نفرت ہے، الہ العالمین اس نفرت سے ہم توبہ کر رہے ہیں، کینے سے ہم توبہ کر رہے ہیں، الہ العالمین، الہ العالمین تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے، الہ العالمین معاف فرما دے، الہ العالمین تو معاف فرما دے، ہم بہت نکمے ہیں، بہت گندے ہیں، لیکن اے اللہ اس مجمع میں سفید داڑیوں والے بزرگ بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں جن کی داڑیوں کو دیکھ کر تجھے حیا آتی ہے، اس مجمع میں معصوم بچے بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں جن کی معصومیت پر تجھے ترس آتا ہے، الہ العالمین اس مجمع میں علماء ہیں، حفاظ ہیں، مفتیان کرام ہیں، الہ العالمین ان کے علم کی برکت سے، الہ العالمین اس مجمع میں نیک لوگ بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں ان کی نیکیوں کی برکت سے، الہ العالمین، الہ العالمین ہم مسافر بھی ہیں اور مسافروں کی دعا جو قبول کرتا ہے، الہ العالمین ہم جیسے بھی ہیں تیرا کلمہ پڑھتے ہیں، تجھے چاہتے ہیں، الا العالمین، نفس اور شیطان کے چنگل میں ہم آ گئے ہیں، مگر الا العالمین تو ہمارے دلوں کو دیکھ رہا ہے، ہم تیرے ولی بننا چاہتے ہیں، تیرے دوست بننا چاہتے ہیں، تیرا قرب چاہتے ہیں، تیری فرما برداری والی زندگی چاہتے ہیں، الا العالمین تو ہماری مدد فرما، ہماری مدد فرما، ہماری مدد فرما، ہمیں ہدایت عطا فرما، ہمیں اپنے اولیاء میں شامل فرما، ہمارے دلوں کو تیری یاد سے منور فرما، تیری محبت سے منور فرما، الہ العالمین ہمارے دلوں کے جتنے رذائل ہیں ان سے ہمیں پاک فرما، الہ العالمین تکبر سے پاک فرما، الہ العالمین حب دنیا سے پاک فرما، الہ العالمین حب جاہ سے پاک فرما، شہوت پرستی سے پاک فرما، الہ العالمین دنیا کی محبت مال کی محبت سے پاک فرما، الہ العالمین بغض سے پاک فرما، بخل سے پاک فرما، ہمارے آپس کے اختلافات سے پاک فرما، ایک دوسرے کی نفرت سے پاک فرما، الہ العالمین ہم سب کو گناہوں سے پاک فرما دے، گناہوں سے پاک فرما دے، الہ العالمین ہم تیرے غصے سے تیری رضامندی کی پناہ مانگتے ہیں، ہم تیری پکڑ سے تیری معافی کی پناہ مانگتے ہیں، الہ العالمین ہم تیری ذات سے تیری ہی پناہ مانگتے ہیں، الہ العالمین تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی ماوا نہیں، کوئی ملجا نہیں، تو ہی ہماری جائے پناہ ہے، الہ العالمین آج کی مبارک رات میں میرے یہ سب دوست، یہ سب بچے ہمارے، ہم سب خود بھی الہ العالمین بہت امیدیں لے کر آئے ہیں، الہ العالمین معاف فرما دے، الہ العالمین معافی کے دائمی فیصلے فرما دے، توبہ کے دائمی فیصلے فرما دے، الہ العالمین حسن خاتمہ کے دائمی فیصلے فرما دے، ہدایت کے دائمی فیصلے فرما دے، سعادت کے دائمی فیصلے فرما دے، علم کے دائمی فیصلے فرما دے، تیرے قرب کے دائمی فیصلے فرما دے، اے ارحم الراحمین ہم سب کو قبول فرما، ہم سب کو قبول فرما، حسن خاتمہ کی دولت سے مارا مال فرما، تیرے محبوب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی محبت عطا فرما، ان کے طریق پر چلنے کی توفیق عطا فرما، الہ العالمین آخرت کی ساری منزلیں آسان فرما، آخرت کی ساری منزلیں آسان فرما، جنت الفردوس میں انبیاء صدیقین شہداء صالحین کی رفاقت عطا فرما، الہ العالمین مسلمانان عالم کے حال پر رحم فرما، الہ العالمین حرمین شریفین مسجد اقصی کی حفاظت فرما، اے ارحم الراحمین ہدایت کو عام فرما، مسلمانوں کو اپنے دین کی قدردانی کی توفیق عطا فرما، غیر مسلم بھی تیرے بندے ہیں، انہیں بھی تیرے دین میں داخل ہو کر دنیا اور آخرت کی ابدی سعادتیں حاصل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما، الہ العالمین گرینیڈا میں جتنے مسلمان رہتے ہیں سب کو الہ العالمین عافیت والی زندگی نصیب فرما، حفظ و امان والی زندگی نصیب فرما، شرور فتن سے انہیں محفوظ فرما، ہماری اس مسجد اور اس مسجد کے تحت چلنے والے مدرسے اور اس کے تحت ہونے والے سب کاموں کی خوب حفاظت فرما، خوب ترقیات سے مالا مال فرما، اس مسجد مدرسے کو ہر قسم کے شر فتنے سے محفوظ فرما، الہ العالمین اس کے جتنے آگے کے اچھے منصوبے ہیں الہ العالمین ان میں کامیابی نصیب فرما، عافیت کے ساتھ کامیابی نصیب فرما، جس جگہ کے حصول کے لیے کوششیں ہو رہی ہیں جلدی سے جلدی بہترین قیمت میں، بہتر سے بہتر قیمت میں وہ جگہ نصیب فرما، الہ العالمین یہاں کے مسلمانوں میں آپس میں خوب اتحاد پیدا فرما، سب کو ایک اور نیک بنا، سب کو شیر و شکر بنا، الہ العالمین سب کو ایک دوسرے کی محبت عطا فرما، سب کے دلوں میں ایک دوسرے کی ہمدردی پیدا فرما، ایک دوسرے کی خیر خواہی پیدا فرما، سب کے دلوں میں ایک دوسرے کا احترام پیدا فرما، اے ارحم الراحمین ایک دوسرے کی غلطیوں کو معاف کرنے والا بنا، الہ العالمین تو معافی کو پسند کرتا ہے، اے ارحم الراحمین ہمیں بھی ایک دوسرے کو معاف کرنے والا بنا دے، اور الہ العالمین تو بھی ہمیں معاف فرما دے، اے ارحم الراحمین جن جن بھائیوں نے بہنوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے لکھا ہے، جو ہم سے متوقع ہیں، جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے، جو ہم سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں، محبت رکھتے ہیں، خصوصاً ہمارے ماں باپ، ہمارے اساتذہ، ہمارے مشائخ، ہمارے دوست احباب، حاضرین مجلس، شرکائی مجلس، سب یہ کہ تمام جائز کے مقاصد کو پورا فرما. الہ العالمین جو بیمار ہیں انہیں شفائے کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ دائمہ نصیب فرما, ظاہری باطنی جسمانی روحانی بیماریوں سے نجات عطا فرما. میرے قریب کے کچھ عزیز ہیں وہ بہت بیمار ہیں, الہ العالمین کچھ کے آپریشن ہے, الہ العالمین کامیابی نصیب فرما, مکمل شفا کا ذریعہ بنا, مجھے بھی مکمل شفا عطا فرما, سب دوستوں کو بھی مکمل شفا عطا فرما, جسمانی بیماریوں کے ساتھ ساتھ روحانی اور دل کی بیماریوں سے بھی نجات عطا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین ہم میں جو بھی اولاد ہیں انہیں اولاد صالح عطا فرما, اولاد والوں کو اولاد کی طرف سے آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک نصیب فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین جو بے روزگار ہیں انہیں وسعت والی برکت والی روزی عطا فرما. الہ العالمین جن کے اپنے مکانات نہیں ہیں الہ العالمین انہیں وسعت والے اچھے مکانات نصیب فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین جو جس جس پریشانی میں مبتلا ہے اس کی اس پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. الہ العالمین دنیا اور آخرت کی ہر خیر عطا فرما, دنیا اور آخرت کی ہر شر سے محفوظ فرما. آپ کے محبوب پیغمبر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی مانگی ہوئی ہر خیر عطا فرما, جن شرور سے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے پناہ مانگی تھی ان سے پناہ عطا فرما, جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, جو نہیں مانگا مانگنا چاہیے تھا وہ بھی عطا فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.